The following is a reading of the John S. Randall Peace Page, which was posted to John S. Randall's Facebook page on April 8th, 2020. All the snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on.
I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they rob me of my childhood souvenirs.
After spending 2 years in the Army, he started delivering mail for the post office. During that time, he started writing songs, saying, "I always likened the mail route to a library with no books. I passed the time each day making up these little ditties." For 5 decades, he wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern American roots music, according to Rolling Stone magazine. A raspy-voiced, heartland troubadour, he wrote and performed songs about faded hopes, failing marriages, flies in the kitchen, and the desperation of people just getting by. He was, as one of his songs put it, the bard of broken hearts and dirty windows, according to the Washington Post. John Prine died on Tuesday, April 7th, 2020, at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He was 73 years of age. According to Rolling Stone magazine, the cause was complications related to the COVID-19 virus. His family had confirmed that. Prine, who left behind an extraordinary body of folk country classics, was hospitalized in the month of March after a sudden onset of COVID-19 symptoms, and he was placed in intensive care for 13 days. His songs about blue-collar woes and hard-luck lives attracted a devoted following, which included Bob Dylan, who described Mr. Prine's work as pure Proustian existentialism, Midwest mind trips to the nth degree, and he writes beautiful songs. Other admirers included Kris Kristofferson and Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen and Tom Petty did background vocals for one of his albums. Bette Midler, Joan Baez, the Everly Brothers, and Johnny Cash sang his songs. And Bonnie Raitt had a memorable interpretation of Angel from Montgomery, which Mr. Prine wrote from the perspective of a woman regretting the missed opportunities in life. He's also been an influence on younger generation of singer-songwriters, including Casey Musgraves, Jason Isbell, and the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. Other singers and groups who have recorded his songs include Miranda Lambert, John Denver, Carly Simon, and 10,000 Maniacs. He was acclaimed over the years by the likes of John Lennon, Paul Simon, Randy Newman, Merle Haggard, Pete Townsend, Elvis Costello, Neil Young, Leonard Cohen, Emmylou Harris, Elton John, and Bernie Taupin, according to the LA Times. Prine had battled several serious health issues, according to NPR. He had a cancerous tumor in his neck removed in 1996. He successfully beat lung cancer in 2013, and he had a heart stent implanted in 2019. In 1997, speaking about his stage 4 cancer, he said, "I felt fine. It doesn't hit you until you pull up to the hospital and you see cancer in big letters, and you're the patient. Then it all kind of comes home." In the end, however, it was COVID-19. He was scheduled to perform in Australia in the next 2 weeks, according to the Tampa Bay Times. But on March 29th, Prine's wife and manager, Fiona Whelan Prine, tweeted that he had been hospitalized. "He needs our prayers and love," she wrote, "as do thousands of others who are critically ill." John Prine was born on August 10, 1946, in Maywood, Illinois. One of 4 sons, his father was a factory worker and a union official, and his mother a homemaker. His parents come from Paradise, Kentucky, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. His grandfather was a miner, a part-time preacher, and used to play guitar with Merle Travis and Ike Everly, who was the famous Everly Brothers' father. When Roger Ebert first reviewed Prine, the headline he used was, "Singing mailman who delivers a powerful message in a few words. In my songs," Prine said, "I try to look through someone else's eyes, and I want to give the audience a feeling more than a message." In Hello In There, an old man reflects on his life and its litany of sorrows. "We lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. It don't matter anymore. Me and Loretta, we don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen." In the song's chorus, Prine sang, "Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say, hello in there, hello." His music was often focused on matters of the heart, but he did venture into social and political commentary as well, according to the LA Times. In Sam Stone, a soldier gets addicted to heroin to ease the pain from wounds suffered during the Vietnam War. And the song describes the soldier and his family's subsequent suffering. "I was trying to say something about our soldiers who'd go over to Vietnam killing people and not knowing why you were there," Prine told the Rolling Stone in 2018. Prine's parents' strong family ties to Paradise, Kentucky served as the backdrop to Paradise, his cautionary tale about a coal country town destroyed and discarded by corporate interests, according to NPR. He said, "Paradise is where all my relatives came from, uprooted in the 1960s by strip mines and a power plant." In Paradise, he wrote,
"Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man." And
one of his last songs on his last record, according to the Chicago Tribune, was fittingly "When I Get to Heaven," which imagines heaven as kind of a no-holds-barred neighborhood bar. According to NPR, it is a detailed look at what Prine said he intended to do after he dies. Start a band, see dearly departed family members, order a cocktail, shake God's hand, and encourage rampant forgiveness. The lyrics are sentimental and freewheeling, making it clear that Prine planned to keep the good times going up in heaven. It is likely that the song was intended to be a winking bit of foreshadowing about his own mortality, although now perhaps it's better interpreted as Prine providing a blueprint for how to live life with gusto while you're still here. Mr. Prine received Grammy Awards for Best Contemporary Folk Album for The Missing Years in 1991 and Fair and Square in 2005. And he received a Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 2015. He was named to the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2019, and earlier, in 2020, he received the Grammy for Lifetime Achievement, according to Washington Post. Earlier this year, Prine was given the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Award at the 62nd Grammy Awards ceremony. Over the years, he was nominated for 11 Grammys and won twice. In 2005, at the request of U.S. Poet Laureate Ted Kooser, Prine became the first singer-songwriter to read and perform at the Library of Congress, according to the Los Angeles Times.
Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning always look the same to me.
This reading of the John S. Randall Peace Page was recorded at the KTWH Community Radio Studios in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find his peace page by just looking for him on Facebook. Look for John, J-O-N-S Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm your narrator, Kim Leon, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. And I thank you for listening. And I thank John Prine for songs that will live forever and beautiful thoughts that we can ponder forever.
Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.